Hello, welcome to the Comic Connoisseurs. Tonight we'll be talking about the finale, the conclusion to The Three Jokers. Of course, my co-host, Jason from Saskatoon.
You want to know how I got these scars?
Also with us is Red Ink.
And we're dancing with the devil in a pale moonlight.
Well, we were dancing in the moonlight. So Three Jokers was it Johns who wrote this piece of... Yes, it was Johns who wrote this piece of crap. So we talked about the first part. We left the second part alone, and now we have the third part where... Okay, basically, the Joker's origin is the origin given in The Killing Joke. He's a failed comedian.
That's the ending, so thanks for spoiling the ending.
Okay.
Straight, like, you went straight to the fucking ending. What the fuck, man?
All right.
I'm choosing my words carefully here. I like what the ending was of the whole thing. The second part I found confusing, but it's only because I didn't know which version of the Joker was called which at the time. You get, like, the older one with, like, the black bow tie, that's Golden Age Joker. You have the comedian whose Silver Age Joker has, like, you know, the acid flower and the razor sharp Joker cards. And then you have the clown, which is, you know, Killing Joke onward. And it makes sense in a way that, you know, you got these three guys, and it explains why there's these three wildly different versions of the Joker throughout DC history. Okay, cool, I can go with that. What I don't go with is, at this point, Batman has whatever super biometric facial recognition software that they use on the Justice League Watchtower. Like, he's got to have appropriated that for his own use. So wouldn't he have been able to scan these guys and know, okay, this one's older and this one's the youngest? Like, you wouldn't have had a file noting, like, minute physical variations, because this is Batman. The guy is nothing if not anal retentive when it comes to details.
Do you really want the answer to these things?
I asked a question, didn't I?
Yes, but I can't tell if it's rhetorical or not. That's why I'm asking if you really want the answer.
It is both a rhetorical and an actual question, Ben.
The answer is, they didn't plan that far ahead. Half of this book is retcons.
True.
And I will explain how I know that these are retcons, because I honestly think Geoff Johns was making shit up all the way up until the last page. Who wrote the dumbass story where Batman was sitting on Metron's chair and had all knowledge?
I don't know.
Geoff Johns.
All right. And what does Batman ask the chair? Who is the Joker? And then the chair tells him there are three Jokers. And in the spoiler at the end that I already partially ruined was that the Joker is the straight up Killing Joke origin of a failed comedian who had a pregnant wife died, still had to commit the Red Hood crime, blah, 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 blah. So it's revealed that not only is this the true origin, which kind of goes against the Joker's nature of telling the truth, it also reveals that Batman knew who the Joker was pretty much the same week that the Joker first appeared. He's like, oh yeah, I know who the Joker is, and not only that, I know who his wife is, I know who his kid is, I know all this shit since day two. So if he knew all this stuff since the beginning, why did he have to ask Metron's chair who the Joker is?
It's a... as a comparison, you use... just before you start laughing at me, let me finish, please. As a comparison, you use origin, like the Wolverine thing. Wolverine didn't know his backstory at that point, but, you know, the fans knew. You know, it was something for us. Something like that, I appreciate. The problem with the Joker is Geoff Johns tried to write a story where he took all versions of a character and have, like, make it sense. Now, unlike the other comic where he did that, which a character that Red doesn't like, and it worked a lot better there, it doesn't work here because you still, the point of Chaos is it's chaos. It, what does it matter if we know the true origin of evil? It's still out there. Now, what I understood from the story is the killer, like the serious Joker that wasn't all theatrical, like the Golden Age Joker, he created the comedian, and then they together went and created the clown because they're trying to create a better Joker because they're all obsessed with being the folk, like having Batman's focus. Like they want to be the one and only in Batman's eyes. You know, not that I know a lot of psychotics, but that kind of makes sense in a way. But because we don't get really who the comedian was or who the killer was, they just, it was a long and very late to this party way of, we're just going to canonize the Killing Joke origin as it's the most iconic out of all the variations of criminal falls headfirst into toxic waste and goes insane. I did appreciate the retcon. Like, I like that retcon that you find out that not only is the comedian, like, he's a failed comedian, but he, you know, he's abusive to his wife, and she teamed up, looked like an ordinary cop and what I assume to be Detective Bullock, to fake her death, and she takes off to Alaska and live her life away from, and she does, I don't think she knows that her husband became a Joker, but Batman knows. And that line of, you know, it doesn't matter who the Joker is, I was like, okay, so, but what was the point? What, why did it matter to Jeff Johns? That's what I'd like to understand. It's like, why did it matter so much that he had to create this definitive origin like this?
This whole series was a fucking popcorn fart. Like, there was so much hype around it. Oh, there's three Jokers. Oh, what happens when you figure them all out? Blah, blah, blah. Like, people had been hyped out for this fucking show, this fucking comic for 3 fucking years or whatever. How long it's been fucking delayed?
Yeah. Because, I mean, the original, like, the DC Rebirth initiative started in 2016. You know, the DC Universe, was it Rebirth Special? And that's where they ended. It was like, there are three Jokers. What does that mean? If this had come out within a year of that, I would have understood. Because, you know, it takes time to get ducks in a row, yada, yada, yada. It's still, from what I've read, according to interviews, John's, this story is still in continuity. But it doesn't really matter. I mean, the two things I can say that I liked about the Killing or the Batman Three Jokers story was the art by Jason Fabok. It's a solid artist. He's in that,
not Gibbons. Like,
not Gibbons. Well, in he's in that neighborhood of, like, you know, guys like Gibbons, Perez, Jim Lee, Mark Bagley. Like, they have nicely detailed. There's not too much. It's solid comic book art. It overall, the design is very well. And the other thing I liked is how the series dealt with somewhat how Jason and Barbara, two characters in the Batman family who have very significantly been impacted by the Joker in their world. It's interesting to see, you know, how their trauma has gone in separate paths. They even have that line where Batman says, I was hoping he would have turned out more like you to Barbara, because, you know, he couldn't deal. He didn't know how to help Jason because he hadn't been hurt like Barbara had. He just kind of hoped for the best, and Jason, you know, turned right instead of left. But aside from that, yeah, like, I was looking forward to this. I wanted to have an answer to this mystery. But ultimately, it's John's tried to do what he did with Hawkman, and it petered out. And you have that reveal at the end that Batman always knew who the Joker was and just decided not to tell anybody because it didn't matter.
And why did he ask the chair, Bart? Why did he ask the chair?
Yeah.
That's not even the first issue with the retcon. There's a ton of them. I mean, I'm sorry to say it, but this unraveled more than it solved. And the other issue. Go ahead.
In my opinion, the killer makes no fucking sense. People always are saying, oh, that's the Golden Age Joker. It's not the Golden Age Joker, in my opinion.
It really isn't.
I think that these Jokers all represent the style of Joker that writers have been writing. And once in a while, you'll have a writer who writes the Joker as somebody who's super fucking serious and a psychopath and barely fucking smiles and shit like that. And that's who I think the killer is. And some people are big fans of Killing Joke, and they'll write the joke looking like the fucking
Killing Joke Joker, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the killer is the Golden Age Joker, because I actually recently bought Batman the Golden Age off of Comixology. It's like the big collection of a bunch of, you know, the first couple of years of Batman and Detective Comics. And in the original stories, the Joker is just this guy with this ghastly grin. He's a killer. He's got his Joker venom. He's very calm and calculated, very much like that, the killer.
Until he gets that boner.
Yeah, no, I think that would land more in the comedian with his acid flowers and all that. Personally, my favorite Joker was the comedian that you know, the gags, the Jokerized fish and all that sort of thing. Mark Hamill Joker. And then you have the clown, who I thought was going to come in with like the stupid like widow's peak haircut and the shaved head in the side, because they clearly show him in one panel in the third issue talking about how he's just a sadist and everything.
That was initially planned, because when they first revealed the three Jokers, there was lots of promotional art, and the Snyder Joker is the Joker you're talking about, the one with the shaved sides of the head. And the black suit and the sadism, that was one of the three planned Jokers. I don't know why they backed off from that, but they obviously did. This is obviously a case of either John's chickened out on an idea, or, as I said earlier, he's making this ship as he's going along, and he forgot that was the one he was writing.
Yeah. Because you look at, I think it's Batman 253, the Joker's Back in Town issues, the Return of the Joker, after I think it was like a 4 or 5 year thing. That's the design they went with for all three Jokers. Although the killer, you know, Golden Age Joker is very much drawn to look vaguely like Nicholson's Joker, especially with like the hat and just some shots of his face. But yeah, like John's chickened out, and the clown just looks like classic Joker. I'd also like to know if he chickened out, and he maybe is chickened out, maybe he didn't. But that idea that Barbara and Jason had this attraction because of their shared trauma.
It wasn't really an attraction. It was a single kiss that Barbara immediately said was not supposed to be romantic, and every time Jason tried to turn it into something, she kept on telling him he got the wrong idea,
hint at that at the end, where she tells Commissioner Gordon, like, I'll decide who I let in my life. That I'm just saying, there was that hint there. There was that possibility.
It's not romantic. It was meant to be like a toxic relationship.
Yes.
The two of them had the trauma, and they both shared feelings for that trauma. And they wanted to be... I forgot what it's called. I forgot the word for it.
Survivor syndrome?
No. Where somebody supports you and you're an alcoholic.
Enabler?
Yeah. They're basically enabling each other.
I mean, it's a whole lot of things. I'm just saying, the idea of, like, that would have made for an interesting story. And they're probably never going to touch on that again. Although I did like the very melodramatic soap opera bit at the end, where Jason puts the note on the door, and but for the fact that the scotch tape he used to stick it there didn't hold it, and the, you know, the hall sweeper, who may or may not have been another Joker, because they put him in that very distinctive shade of purple in his uniform. You know, I just like, okay, that might have been an interesting tack to follow. But, you know, they're not going to go there, obviously. But I think that's something that John's, I do know he talks to a lot of the other Batman writers, and I forget who's writing the Red Hood comic right now. That moment, I think, plays well into the ongoing redemptive arc of Jason Todd in his own title.
So that's a long road to walk.
Yeah. The one thing I just didn't get is the cult-like fervor that the three Jokers were going about trying to create another Joker. Like, again, just trying to understand crazy, because I'm silly like that, is what was the need other than they want Batman to be obsessed with you? And they're going to turn Joe Chill, of all people, who's probably going to be a Joker for all of 10 minutes because he's got about 3 weeks to live because he's got cancer.
It wasn't even about turning him into a Joker. That was a ruse. The main Joker even said that his whole thing was he wanted Batman to forgive Joe Chill, so that way the gap in Batman's heart that was created by Joe Chill will be filled, and then the Joker can become Batman's biggest boogeyman. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's sloppy. It's like everything else in this book. It's sloppy. The one thing I do have to say, I agree with Red 100% that one of the only good things about giving the Joker a definitive origin, that's something that honestly should have been exactly what the intent was of something that the Joker made up on the spot to garner emotion. Now that that's the real origin, the only thing I have to say is I'm glad that it sort of retcons what Snyder was trying to do with the Joker, as the Joker as an almost immortal force of chaos that keeps coming back, to the point of the Joker was around Gotham and Gotham was first incorporated as a city. And now that's gone, and I'm glad that that's gone.
Yeah, or that wasn't that also the storyline where he faked being a doctor at Arkham Asylum to hide from Batman while he set everything up?
It's the storyline right before Commissioner Gordon became Batman.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Where it ends with Batman and the Joker fighting to the death beneath Gotham. They both kill each other, and they both fall in Lazarus pits, and Batman comes back Bruce Wayne without memories of Batman, and Joker comes back as just a dude that just wants to work in a butcher shop.
He comes back as Joker.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, they didn't fall into Lazarus pits. It was a pool of Dionysium, which is one of these metals that triggers the events of Dark Knight, the Dark Knight's metal event.
You know what? That's so retarded, I'm going to say Lazarus Pit, because it's less retarded.
Yeah.
But, Red, tell us more about this story where Snyder was trying to turn the Joker into, like, an immortal force of chaos.
What?
Snyder, Joker, immortal force of chaos, always existed.
That was during the New 52 or something like that. Or maybe before, I can't remember. But I don't know much about it. I just...
You can ask me.
Sure.
And then he wasn't trying to turn... It was part of Joker's plan to drive... Another one of his plans to drive Batman insane. And he fed him this doctored material and made him look like he was there at the founding of Gotham, you know, 200-some years ago. Although he tried to use this... not Lazarus Pit, to explain away like all the times that the Joker was thought to have died. He just kept retreating to this pool of chemicals underneath Gotham City that would heal him and just make him crazier every time. And so, then, yeah, they...
a pool of liquid that heals you, makes you crazy, and in the Batman lore, but not a Lazarus pit. I just want to put that out there for the audience.
They specifically said it wasn't a Lazarus pit. And then, it ends with them seemingly dying underneath Gotham, and then Commissioner Gordon becomes Bat Mech Man, and they try to weave in, like, how the Powers family, like Derek Powers from Batman Beyond, so his ancestors have bought Wayne Enterprises, and they make Commissioner Gordon the new, mech-suited Batman for, like, a year or so, and then the end of the New 52, and Batman just happened to build this machine that had a copy of his mind on it, so it...
The Bat Egg. He got birthed from the Bat Egg and became better than ever.
Yes. And then, because they have, like, the first issue of Batman after that was Bruce Wayne doing handstands on the rim of the helipad on the 50th floor of the Wayne Enterprises building, while Lucius is sitting there telling him, like, oh, all your money's back, the lawyers have crossed everything, and, that's how it was. And this, like, the Three Jokers is just trying to sum up all these things that Johns and Snyder had been working on in Batman over the years previous, but the thing is, it's 3 years too late, because, well, it's not that it's exactly 3 years too late. It is late. It's too late to have any sort of effect on the Bat universe with all the changes that have happened since. With the Justice League tearing down the source wall and the universe careening towards another crisis of some sort that isn't going to happen now because Dan DiDio got fired and he was the big...
It's happening.
Well, they're doing it for 2 months, whether or not that lasts, and I have my reservations about that. It's more like a flash-forward event, I think, the future tense or whatever they're calling it. But yeah, like, the Three Jokers, I wanted this to be better than it was. There's two or three things in here that I enjoyed, but it's comic tofu. Like, it doesn't matter. There's no taste to it whatsoever, and it's not going to affect us in any significant way forward other than, like I said in the Wolverine comparison, that we know certain things now that we didn't before, and maybe not a lot of other characters do know. Also, I think it's kind of creepy that Bruce Wayne spent all this money to fly to Alaska, drive, stare at this mom and her kid from their driveway, and then drive away. That's just stalker behavior.
It's supposed to be like an ending from like a 1970s movie, but the problem is like you said, it doesn't make sense because it's supposed to be like a coda. And outside of that vacuum, it's just weird.
Yeah. And was there anything you liked about this, Red?
Honestly, I don't know if I liked anything about the Three Jokers. As I said, it was a popcorn fart. It fucking made very little sense. You can't really tell what they're trying to do. Like, were they trying to go with Joker throughout time, throughout Batman's history, or were they just going with the different styles that artists and writers come up with, trying to coalesce them into three different ones?
I think it was, like Red said, extremely vague.
I mean, the idea of them creating Jokers, like, okay, I'm getting behind that story, and then it just turns out it was the clowns just... He doesn't believe in anything. He is chaos personified, and he somehow managed to trick the other two Jokers into following this plan, but somehow made it seem like the killer was the one that came up with it. And I don't know, it just seems like this is the antithesis to that Silver Age story of where Batman revealed himself to Joe Chill, and then he gets beat up by a bunch of Gotham's criminal elite, and then he dies, and like that episode of The Brave and the Bold, Chill of the Night. Yeah.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Sure, someday, somehow. Like, and why would Bat, like, overall, like I said, I like the touching on the trauma of Red Hood and Batgirl and the art by Jason Fabok. But the story, I can't give any props to Johns for his writing because it's crap. Both vague and confusing.
And crap?
Well, crap is too
nice.
I don't think he had a plan. That's the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, the like, more I look at, the more I look at, I agree with Brett, yeah.
Yeah, like he clearly didn't have a plan.
Go ahead.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Because when you said a plan, it's like the first thing, it's like he looked at Heath Ledger's Joker, do I look like a guy with a plan? And just ran with that. If for no other reason than it has to be Batman versus Joker from here till eternity.
That's why I think it's precisely the reason that there should be an editor that puts a modicum on the Joker. You are not allowed to use the Joker for one full year.
Or, and that goes right out the window 3 months later when there's an editorial shakeup at DC.
Yeah, I just feel like we keep on hearing about how great Batman's entire rogues gallery is, but it feels like just Joker. And maybe it's these other guys, but just Joker. At the end, it could be a story about fucking Two-Face or Hush, but in the end, Joker's in there.
Well, they had this thing in the lead-up to Joker War, which I think we need to cover at some point. And they introduced this guy, this brand-new character, but he's been there in the wings the whole time, called the Designer. He's this brilliant guy.
Oh, the fucking Designer. Oh, my God.
Just, can I finish before you start telling me how much you think it's a dumb idea?
Go ahead.
Thank you. I like the idea that there is this guy that criminals go to help them decide their death traps and their hangouts. And this guy is like a supervillain life coach. And they had this interesting setup. Like he was showing Catwoman how to refine her game so she could take even more. Or showing the Penguin, like, you know, do political manipulations like this. He even takes the Riddler and kind of helps him redefine, you know, what is a riddle. Like he tries to up their game. And I thought you could have taken this and used this setup for like the next year or two's worth of stories. Instead, it's just set up for events that happen in the next storyline, the Joker War. And that's it, which there have seen people talking about, you know, defund Batman and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, honestly, I'm kind of looking forward to that because yeah. it's taking Batman back to basics, and let's face it, Batman has been OP for way too long. The character needs this. Not only that, they're using that as a way to potentially fold elements of Wildstorm comics back into the DC universe again, and I'm always on hand for that. But yeah. It's as much as I love the Joker as a villain, it's Red's favorite phrase, nothing of value was, to paraphrase Red, nothing of value was gained by this. Also, nothing of value was lost. So I don't think I'm going to recommend this thing unless you're a hardcore Jeff Johns, Jason Fabok fan. Although I'd ask you, is there any context in which you might recommend this, Ben? If only to hurt people?
The only way I could ever recommend The Three Jokers is a lesson in showing that Jeff Johns is an idiot.
That's fair. Is there any way you would ever recommend this, Red, or should every issue go die in a fire?
It's not that bad. I wouldn't recommend it, but if you want to read it, go ahead.
That's fair.
All right, well, that's our thoughts on the three Jokers. Something that's been built up for years, and it turns out it was
a fart. I do have an idea. Take a moment to think about this. What is, I want you guys to think of, what's one Joker story you would recommend? You know, if you're a fan of the Joker, as we are, I would recommend, I always have a soft spot for the 10-issue run Joker series from the 70s. It's cheesecake, it's fluff, it's just entertaining, and it was the first time one of Batman villains got his own title, so I recommend read the 1970s Joker run. But, you know, I'll ask you guys, what's a Joker story you would recommend to folks?
That is a good question.
Maybe even the Killing Joke?
You know, I was going to go way out there. I was actually going to say the Laughing Fish.
That's a good one. Oh, how about you, Redder? Not a comic, maybe an episode of one of the animated series?
The Joker's never been done anything super definitive. It's nothing game-changing. He's always just there. That's the problem with reusing a character over and over and over again is, to quote, what the fuck? The guy from Incredibles. To paraphrase
him. Syndrome.
Yeah, to paraphrase him. It doesn't matter what you do. Like, if everything's special, nothing is. And every single writer has this awesome idea of where the Joker goes over the top and ruins Batman's life, and you'll never see it again. Anything like this again. It's the greatest fucking story ever. And then there's six other fucking stories that claim the same thing.
Yep.
Like, I don't have anything special for the Joker because of that. Nothing stands out.
That's fair. So.
All right, well, to wrap this episode up, three Jokers. You heard what we thought. This is Joe Sped.
JT from Saskatoon.
Ready.
We'll say goodnight.
So long.
Peace out.